the Education Authority is proposing to close and merge 7 of the 10 special schools in Belfast. The plans would result in 3 new larger special super schools in the site by September 2020. However, the move would only get the go-ahead depending on a consultation process. And apparently this consultation is a pre-consultation, which then leads to a public consultation. 0 30 30 80 55 55. Justin McCampbell from the NASUWT. Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning, Stephen.
What are you worried about here?
We're worried, firstly, about the timescale, Stephen. 2020, the Education Authority have never built anything in a 2-year period. This is impossible. Our members who have contacted us, they're devastated. They're worried about their own jobs, but they're also worried about the pupils they teach, and are worried that the one-size-fits-all model is not appropriate.
Tell us about some of the pupils who are in these schools.
Some schools cater for children with severe physical disabilities, others for severe learning difficulties, others for moderate learning difficulties, and others for moderate learning difficulties with speech and language issues. So there are lots of different issues out there.
Well, and if there are those different issues, then surely 3 super schools with all of that resource and specialism in those 3 schools is better than spreading that among 10.
Well, what we want to hear is how the Education Authority are going to fund that resource. We are very sceptical that this is going to be possible. This is being driven solely as a method of cutting costs. Our members don't believe that this is going to be better, and certainly we haven't heard from any parents who believe that it is going to be better.
We did ask to speak to Gavin Boyd from the Education Authority. He won't speak to us this morning. David Rogers is a parent. Morning to you, David.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. So just how important are these schools, first of all?
Well, Stephen, I know from my own personal experience that Fleming Fulton, my daughter attends, and she has done since nursery school. She's now fifth form. The school provides, you know, an array of therapies for Katie on top of her education. You know, it's important for Katie that she receives these therapies. It's something that's highly required. And, you know, the education, if you were to take her out of school to receive these therapies, it's going to be different. I mean, Fleming Fulton as a school provide a range of therapies that are quite unique because the children, the majority of them have physical disabilities, but there is an element of other difficulties in learning and stuff, you know.
What's the impact going to be on your daughter if her school is closed?
Well, the impact of the school closes thing is where she's going to go. Are the resources going to be there? Are the therapies going to be there? And I mean, I know Fleming Fulton individually has been sort of earmarked to merge with Glenveagh at this time. And Glenveagh School for me would have a different set of needs in terms of children with severe and moderate learning difficulties. If you put all those children in a classroom together, how can you stick to a curriculum? There's always going to be one set of those kids that's going to be disadvantaged.
I might, if you think about this, go up and visit these schools. Do you think that would be worthwhile, David?
Well, Stephen, for me as a parent, I would welcome you to come and visit Fleming Fulton.
I was just thinking there which school to go to. That's why I was pausing.
Well, I would say Fleming Fulton, Stephen, in the regard that, not to put any slight in any other school because we all have our own individual challenges, but Fleming Fulton is quite unique in that they have a diverse range of children that have physical disabilities, but they're also at the same time dealing with other issues with these children. You know, should it be being at a school for a while because of having surgery? I know from my own experience, Katie has had surgery and coming back into school after surgery. It's there to support her. It's there to give her what she needs in terms of her rehabilitation.
So the EA plans would mean Fleming Fulton School closed, Glenveagh, Harborden, Oakwood, Mitchell House, Greenwood. Yeah. Now, these are proposals, and this is the pre-consultation stage. Do you take any comfort from that, Justin McCampbell?
No, I don't. I believe there's a clear direction of travel here, that the EA are intent on saving money, and this is the process that they're going to follow. They will, of course, need an education minister or a permanent secretary to sign it off at the end. So the pressure from parents will be very important in terms of shaping the overall outcome.
If there was a demonstration by the education authority that your child, David, would be better off in one of these super schools, would you be prepared to listen?
Well, Stephen, obviously anything that's going to be put forward, you have to listen to it and take on certain points. But, I mean, I feel that me as a parent knows better what my child requires than what the education authority do. You know, what gives them the right to say that, you know, medical ways, for example, in terms of therapy, that they're saying that they're the be-all and end-all. They know what my child needs and deserves. Well, I disagree, Stephen.
Here's Amelia. Morning, Amelia.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead. You have a child attending, what,
Flemington? I think my situation is slightly different than most situations because my child, although a second-year pupil there, only started there at the end of September, coming from mainstream school. And we had a choice. I live in Randallstown, so I had a choice of a number of schools which are closer. But I, like every parent, want what is best for my child. And to get that, I spoke around with an awful lot of the parents in the hospitals that we attended. I spoke with the doctors and the physios and the OTs there. And all together we came up that with Fleming Fulton being the best place for me. And I have to agree, I have to say my child is extremely, extremely happy there. She's come from small schools and would not cope with big crowds. She's in a class of 10.
It's normal to be resistant to change, but maybe in the same way that we've been told that fewer hospitals would make those hospitals that remain better because they would have the very best people in them as staff, maybe it is the same thing with education and these special needs schools.
That may work for some parents and some children, but I think there is a reason why most special needs schools are small. Every child has their own needs and their plan has to be tailored for them. I think if you merge the schools and made the schools bigger, the likes of their resources such as hydro pools and things, there's going to be a higher demand for those, which means your child would not get as much time.
I wonder, you know, it just really is. Here you have a pre-consultation period. And it is a real pity that the Education Authority don't want to help consult by coming on the programme this morning.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Stephen. The first I heard of this was when my child was getting off the school bus. I went out and all the kids seemed to be on a downer. And I said, what's wrong here? And somebody says the school's closing.
So the children know about it. And what are they saying?
Well, for my child, she doesn't really understand. She has short-term memory, so it could be a week before she realises that this is happening. So I don't really know what the kids are saying about it, but I do know the kids in the bus yesterday seemed to be very annoyed about it, and I got this information from the bus driver.
Gerry Carroll has contacted the programme from People Before Profit. Emphasise again, Gerry, this is not a decision. This is a consultation about a decision.
Yeah, well, Stephen, I mean, I think there's a lot of fear that the EA's kind of made up their mind on this issue. I was involved in a campaign about 2 years ago around the closure of mental health and learning disability centres in Belfast. And there's a fear there that the Belfast Trust had already made up their mind to close down day centres in Belfast, and through a campaign of, you know, people power, of trade unions, of communities getting together and standing up and campaigning and participating in the consultation process, that decision was reversed. So I think parents, I mean, I've been speaking to people a lot from yesterday, and people are very, very upset. This has caused a lot of disruption, a lot of anxiety, and I've heard stories of children coming home yesterday and crying to their parents because they were told that schools are closing down. Their school is closing down.
But of course, that wouldn't be true because this is a pre-consultation, Gerry.
Yeah, but I mean, these organisations very much have their mind made up and have their own strategy before this consultation happens. And it's not about improving the schools that are currently there for parents and pupils. It's about, you know, closing down 7 out of 10 schools. So there's an old saying, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. These schools are working very well.
But what about if it isn't broke? Improve it.
How do you improve something by closing it down? I mean, this has caused huge disruption amongst people who rely on these schools. People have a lot of faith in these schools. They've been very beneficial to children with educational needs, such as physical disabilities or learning difficulties. And these schools are working very, very well for children. So why would the EA embark on a decision to close down these schools when they're working for the people they're meant to be there for?
Well, have you tried to find out, Jerry, what these super schools would have in them and why the Education Authority thinks they would be better?
Well, the onus is on the EA to come forward with those plans. They have to come forward and tell the parents and the pupils in the middle of all this disruption that they've caused already that what these super schools will look like. And I think there's an element of people not trusting these plans. I was involved also in another campaign a few years ago where we were promised super libraries in West Belfast. A library in Andersonstown was closed down, I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago now, and we were told there would be a super library built in West Belfast. Not a brick has been laid on that building. There is no super library in West Belfast. So people are sceptical. People are thinking that this is about cutting costs and scaling back services. And I think it's worth saying, people that I've been talking to have said for some of them, taking their children out of mainstream education was a difficult move for them to do. But they thought that was the right thing for their children through receiving expert advice and receiving support. So that's all going to be pressurised and, uncertainty with that future because of this decision, which potentially could be made. And there's a fear also that children will be forced back into mainstream education with the closure of these schools.
Listen, we've been contacted by parents this morning, 0303 80 55 55. Julie. Morning, Julie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Julie. Thanks for talking to us today.
No problem. I have a son who's 10 with Down syndrome, and he's nonverbal, and he attends Glen Bay School. And I received a letter yesterday afternoon from my son, and it has caused an awful lot of distress, and I'm actually very angry about it, to be honest with you.
What did the letter say?
It was just that they were thinking of merging all the schools into one super school, basically. These schools are more than just schools for these vulnerable, vulnerable children. They receive their therapy, speech therapy, physiotherapy. They've built up wee friends from nursery school right up to the school. The staff are so committed to these children. They are so well looked after. They're so well catered for, especially when your children are vulnerable and you're handing them over to their staff. And the thought of all these schools just being swept into one big building on the other side of town just seems really, really unfair.
Is travel a factor? Because obviously if there's fewer schools, then some people might have to travel further. Is travel a factor in this?
Well, the whole issue, everything's an issue with me. Travel would come into it. But I'm even thinking about children with autism, where routine is like paramount for them. And it'd be very, very disruptive to start moving to another school and another part of town. I don't know. The cynic in me thinks that it's all to do with cutting money, and it's the most vulnerable children who have the money cut off them just to save money for the Belfast Education Library Board.
And did the letter come from the Education Authority or the school?
I think it came from the school. Yeah, it came from
the school.
So
no one's actually spelt out to you what would be in one of these super schools?
No, Stephen. No proposals. Nothing. Very, very poor. And I mean, just to be handed a wee note from school, I'm not blaming the school by any means, but there wasn't very much information. For to make such a big sweeping change, there should be far more information provided.
What's your message to the Education Authority?
Well, I think parents need to stand up and fight this and stand up for their child, because you're your child's voice. And if they think they're going to get away with sidelining these vulnerable children, what will they do next, Like, was up until only up until the 70s. Children like my son weren't even entitled to an education, and they deserve the very best in these schools, not to be ramrodded, gathered all in together. All these schools are special. One's for physical disability, severe disabilities, moderate learning disabilities, etc. So they're kind of special schools, and to put them all under one roof and just one size fits all just isn't applicable in this occasion.
What can the union do, Justin?
Well, the union will be consulting with all our members over the coming days. We will be attending the schools
listening to the views of our members and making sure that they're represented, because they're the people who are working hands-on with these children every day, who know the children best, and we will be making sure that they can articulate that view in the consultation.
Here's Ken this morning. Morning, Ken. Very difficult to hear you, Ken. Maybe you can...
I've got two children that go to hospital, got autism.
Ken, it's impossible, mate. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We'll see if we can get the line improved, and we'll come back to you if we can this morning. Justin McCampbell and all the parents, thank you very much indeed. If the Education Authority ever fancy coming into the programme and explaining to the public what their thoughts are around this, of course, they will be very welcome.